Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Kevin, you're about to turn 26.
I can throw a party if I wanted to.
No, you can't.
Fine, party at my house then.
106.5, the end.
Time for War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call, and Trish is on with us. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. Hi.
So Trish and Chris have been together for almost 3 years. Trish, you were telling us off the air that your relationship has always been good, but you got a call from Chris's cousin last week. What was the conversation about?
So Chris has been having trouble with his laptop, so he brought it to his cousin to fix it. While his cousin's working on it, basically he found all these messages and pictures that show that he's cheating. And his cousin, who's just like a nice guy, and kind of wanted me to know, like, he's been cheated on before, so I think he just felt like...
It does seem a little strange that he didn't go to your boyfriend, his cousin, and be like, hey, knock it off.
Oh, yeah, maybe, that's a good point.
You know?
Well, but unless Chris has been doing this a lot, and he doesn't... I don't know. It's pretty graphic stuff. Pictures of them in bed.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay.
This is bad.
Thank you. This is bad.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. Trish, hang on the line. We're going to call Chris. Katie's going to offer him roses, and we'll see if he sends them to you or if he sends them to someone else. You'll be able to hear the conversation. Just hang on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Chris, please?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. This is Larissa. And I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long-stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an initial charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Sure. It's free.
It's totally free, and it's actually really easy to get started. All we need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
All right, then. All right, sure.
Okay, so first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to?
You could send them to Trish.
Okay. Before I get Trish's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
You could say, to my baby girl, I love you so much.
Chris, let me interrupt for a second. This is Gavin, Katie, and Rain, the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. This is a segment that we do called War of the Roses. I'm sorry, there's no roses.
Who is this?
This is the Wake Up Call, and your girlfriend Trish came to us and asked us to offer you roses to see who you'd send them to. She has some suspicions that you might be cheating on her. Is this true?
Are you kidding? Okay. I don't know. I don't know where this is coming from.
Trish, are you there?
So confused, but okay.
Yeah, I'm here. So Jeff found all of... Okay, he found a ton of like screen caps of chats and pictures on your computer.
Wait,
like,
what?
A ton of stuff.
What are you talking about?
Pictures of another girl, pictures of you with another girl, screen captures of messages between you and another girl.
You gave Jeff your computer, and then he found all this stuff. I mean, what am I supposed to think?
That's, like, from years ago. That's, like, I'm not cheating on you. That's like, old stuff that I, like, didn't even, I, like, forgot for a minute I even had that stuff.
I mean, it seems pretty top of mind to you now. I couldn't
How
tell
you. How long have you had this computer?
There's a million things on my computer, and if you started describing it, I probably wouldn't know what you were talking about.
Yes, you would. You've got the memory of an elephant.
Yeah, but if it was just like the picture of...
I could literally say that blue thing, and you would be like, oh, you mean that blue thing from 2016 when you handed me a blue napkin when we were at this thing? You would absolutely know what they were. This is very plausible.
Okay, here's the thing. He didn't remember that they were on his computer until miraculously she started talking.
Well, yeah. I mean, Chris, I do think you're lying about that. I think you do know that they're on your computer.
No, I mean, when you brought it up and I thought about it, like, yeah, I remembered that they were there then. But it's not like, you know, I haven't thought about it or seen them in so long.
If my husband had saved sexy pictures from an ex-girlfriend because he thought they were so hot and he liked them, I don't think I could let him live in this house anymore because I wouldn't want a murder to take place here. It would lower the resale value of my property.
I mean, they're so old. It's, you know, they're just from the past.
You don't look that different. I'm sorry. You don't look that different. And you haven't had this computer that long. So I don't know
Okay, Trish. I don't think he's cheating. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm definitely. Are you kidding? Of course I'm not cheating.
Get rid of those pictures,
Chris. There you go. Get rid of the pictures and then...
Right. And also promise to never fantasize about any exes you've ever had in your life.
I don't even think about them. I don't even remember what they
Of course you don't, Chris, because you're a good boyfriend. Good for you.
Beautiful.
All right. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.